Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. So I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 10 with verses 18 through 21. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did. For their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I ask, did not Israel understand? First Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. With a senseless nation I will make you angry. Then Isaiah speaks boldly and says, I was found by those who were not seeking me. I revealed myself to those who were not asking for me. But regarding Israel, he says, all day long I stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contentious people. When wrapped up in self, you find the disobedience God asks us to curtail by living the faith of Christ without living eternal hell. Paul certainly wanted to show how prophets of old conferred upon each generation the relationship God has asked for, yet continually disobeyed by the lost and lonely, who many times will find God without even trying. Experiencing the Spirit of truth enlightens their soul to seek His wise counsel, wanting then to practice without second thoughts His word on a daily basis, relishing prayer as a way to communicate with God unceasingly. Yes, God wants us to be in Him without stopping any thought or desire, without He being present. And then you too will finally understand what it means when God said through a bold Isaiah, I was found by those who were not seeking me. I revealed myself to those who were not asking for me. This, my friends, is how you become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen? By your practice, prayer, and proclamation of God's truth in Christ Jesus. Amen? Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, especially our oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Gabriel, Julian, and Jeffrey. We always pray for our grandchildren, Oliver and Elliot, and the one who's visiting us this week, Julian. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, those that we said that we'd pray for. And we pray for the dying each day. Lord, may you give them peace as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Romans 10. We're in verses 18 through 21. It concludes chapter 10 today. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Controversy Created, Arguments That Sin is Unaware. Hear not God's word, did they certainly. World to its end has heard voice theirs. Paul asked, did Israel understand pertinently? Moses describes your jealousy for nations without cares. Angry, senseless, you will become, as Isaiah reminded, boldly prepares. Seeking not God, they found me without shun. Me asked not, yet revealed, master of public affairs. Saying he of Israel, disobedience, long days of hand stretching shares. How contentious was their life's ingredients. Controversy created arguments that sin is unaware. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 30th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 11:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I've been up with the the Angels earlier today and got everything written, but been out hitting some golf balls with a good friend of mine and some brothers in Christ. So I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 30th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 11:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. God bless you as we close in the name of Jesus at 6:33. We continue to lift up our good friend John, who's been battling some COVID situation. Ask that the Lord may heal him with his mighty hands of healing. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sweet Jesus, as we close, God bless you, Jesus.